If anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
And you were meant to be here. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show on a Friday. Glad to have you. And yesterday I was out. Did a rerun yesterday. And I'm back today. Appreciate you listening in. Today's show is going to be beyond informative. In this first hour, I have Larry Bradley joining me for the second part of a show we did a couple of weeks ago. Welcome. Welcome, Larry.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah, you betcha. Talking about, in this first hour, tackling a little bit about relationships, a little bit about who you are, how to really how to program yourself, really. And we'll be talking in a lot of depth about that. I want to tackle just a couple of things in the beginning, though. Wednesday's podcast will go up today. And at the end of the show, along with today's podcast, I'm going to take the show today, the national show, and I am going to deep dive into a myriad of deep state subjects, exposing the deep state, talking about Glenn Beck's new video about, Hydra, the Democrats' Hydra, talking about that, but then going into depth on that. More pieces, if you will. And I am glad you're going to join me. I hope you're going to join me for that because it's going to be education palooza. it's going to be overwhelming for some. I think, honestly, it'll be tough to hear for some. But parties aside, we have to get down to the root of what's actually going on in this country and why. And until we all understand it, we can't do anything about it. And so the goal today is to open up all of that. And it's going to be really hard for party lovers across America. And I say that for both sides of the aisle because of what we're involved in and what we're supporting as a non-educated populace, why we're in the state that we are. And I loved what Glenn Beck did, actually. Once in a while, I like something that he puts out. And I say that I worked for him for 3 years and we disagreed on a lot too, but this was something I thought was worthy of exposing, but going into even more depth, the behind the scenes stuff and attaching more names to it, more people to it and more circumstances to it. Maybe some circumstances that you thought you knew what happened, what went on. And I want to go in behind the scenes and tell you what I think happened, actually, based on a lot of evidence put forth by a lot of people in the know. So with that being said, that is going to be today's national show. And I just wanted to preface that we're going to be getting into a lot of depth. I'm already coughing. Oh, no, this is not good. A couple of things, actually. The Washington City Council. The Washington City Council. Of course, they split, but then ultimately approved the hike in impact fees because that's what they do. That's what they do. They want to appear like they're not all on board, but then they're all on board. This is why I don't trust city government anymore. This is why I think that it's disgusting. This is why I have a hard time with people that are in it for power. This is why I say unseat these people. Get them out. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. And I'm so sorry if this is a friend of yours on the council that I'm talking about. I don't really care. I could care less whether it's a friend or not. When you put somebody in charge of our tax dollars and all they do is raise it, point the finger at them and tell them to get out and stop doing it to you. Period. I don't care if they're a friend. This is getting disgusting. Budgets are out of control. $25 million more and in one. $190 million more in another. When are you going to say no? Disgusting. I'm so disgusted. I see city people, city council members. I see people that work for the city. I see the water people. And I'm disgusted with what they're doing. to all of us, me included, you included, and I think it's sick. I don't care. I don't care if they're friends. When it comes to putting them in charge of us, what are we doing? So gross.
I always kind of
should be embarrassed to walk around.
I always kind of wonder what they were like as children growing up, like with regards to their parents.
Oh,
hey, can
gosh.
I have some money to go to? Hey,
seriously.
Can I have some money? And right, yeah. And the parent, those are the parents that kept giving their kids
right?
what money, 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 money. So they grow up and become adults. What do they expect?
Yeah, you're right. I'd just be so embarrassed if I was a city council member, right, with the rubber stamp, because that's all they do is rubber. You might as well just put a dog in the placeholder. I mean, all they have to do is raise a paw. You know what? That's what we've got. And until we finally get angry, we're not going to have anything else except raise taxes, because you know what? They look like they disagree, but in the end, they all agree. Gee, how does that happen? Oh, I don't know. God, I'm so it's just so gross. After covering this for 8 years, I can just tell you that I'm sick. I'm sick. Anyway, it's just more of the same. More of the same with these disgusting people. I'm sorry.
Do you feel helpless?
Yeah, I feel helpless. No, I feel like we're not getting it. And I feel like, how many taxes do you want to incur? How many fee hikes do you want to incur until you finally
get
it?
But you and I both know, listen, you and I both know, everyone wakes up every day and they've got their day that dictates to them what they need to do. They need to be to work. They need to get the kid here. They need to do this. They need to do that. And I'm being honest with you, we just don't pay attention. And and I'm speaking even from my field as well. I sit there and wonder, like, really, how long do you really want to live with depression? Or anxiety. Like, you get up every day and do it the same thing every single day. That's what I'm saying. I don't think people just pay attention, nor do they believe, perhaps, change is even possible.
Right.
And that's the mentality you're up against, pretty much, I would say.
Yeah.
So you continue to be frustrated. I will let you know, though, you're not helpless.
You know what? We're going to talk about this. I have a feeling, Larry. Larry's got a new book out. What's the name of the book?
First of all, the best way to find it is just go to my website, DixieFamilySkillsCenter.com. That's skills with an S, DixieFamilySkillsCenter.com. There's a little tab there that says buy books.
Okay.
They click on that, and there's two books that are there, but the one, my most recent one, is called I'm a Child of God. As soon as they click on that hyperlink, it takes them right to Amazon, right where the book is.
Okay.
Yes, and I got it up before the show.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I'm so glad. There was before we get rolling, there was with Larry in this hour, before we move on to Deep State Education Palooza, I just want to say there was a great op-ed. There was an op-ed talking about Congressman Stewart and just his loyalty to party, you know, above justice. Well, there's loyalties there. I think the problem with the loyalties is that, and I don't think this was a great op-ed. I think it pointed to some different things. Anyway, all I want to admit, it was really, anyway, we have to recognize who the loyalties are to. And that's another problem we have. And those loyalties are not to you. With Stewart, I wish we had a constitutionalist in. More than having a ghostwriter write a bunch of books in your name, I wish we had actually somebody that understood what they were standing for and had the bones to stand up for it. I really do. That would be just so refreshing and honest. But we don't have that in Congressman Stewart. I wish we did. There was somebody put up a meme, and I shared this on the Kate Daly Show page. Welcome to Utah, and sorry about Mitt Romney. Nailed it. I'm sorry about a lot of the people here, but I love Utah. Yeah.
What's your opinion on Senator Lee?
Senator Lee, I like. It's just the last couple of years have been a little wonky. I have to admit, there's some good steps and there's been some interesting steps that I haven't agreed with, and I've been surprised by that. And so, you know, I tend to support him because he has one of the higher records in Constitution.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't support all of the things he's supporting and can't figure out why. There's certain things that he becomes consumed with, but for the most part, I've supported. Romney's a hot mess. Romney is really a traitor to the Constitution, but people don't understand it yet. They will. They'll get it finally when he's been in office long enough, I'm sure. But we have a lot of problems in Utah that I'd love to fix because I love being here. So I'm hoping that as a community, we can get together and do that and learn more and understand more. And that's really the goal of the show. So we're going to be talking about empowerment, which is a really good thing, and we need this. And so we're going to be talking about this with Larry. But on the heels of talking about Romney, another traitor to the Constitution, Huntsman, is going to be running. I mean,
I keep laughing, everyone, because I can actually see Kate's face when she's talking about
this. There's so many traitors. It's like the list is really long in the state of Utah, and it's getting really, really sad. And if we don't do something about it, we're done-ski. We're already turning blue on every level. We don't realize it. We're not getting it. And we keep coming up with the same nonsense. I see the same names running for SCC chair, which is going on tonight. And, you know, Betty Ariel, who gave all of our lands to the turtle and didn't even get asked by the government to do that, just offered them up and ponied them up. People like that running for these seats. And I'm so sad that we're falling again and again and again for the very people that violate us all the time. And nobody seems to do anything about it. So my frustration with the parties, with the system, and where we're at right now in America, Trump has tried to stand up against some of the stuff going on, and I applaud that.
I was just going to say
we're going to say it's overwhelming.
I was just going to say that. I can see why a lot of people wouldn't run.
Mm-hmm.
Because
look what happens.
There's such.
Look what happens.
They do not want to change their ways. It's already embedded.
Yep.
It's a good system.
City council rubber stamp. You can see it in the rubber stamp. Do you ever see anyone really disagreeing? Because at the end of the day, they all go for the same thing. And that's to hurt you, the citizen. But nobody calls it out. And all these people that put up stuff on Facebook like, no crime here. I didn't do anything. I mean, give me a break. If you have to say that in a hashtag, something's wrong. So I just, you know what? I'm frustrated today. I'm frustrated.
Friday.
I know.
It's frustrating
and
Friday.
Just wait till I launch into the national show. Oh my gosh.
I think I'm going to clear out before you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, right? It could be tough. Larry, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about your book in just a few minutes. I'll welcome phone calls too.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
Yes, my frustrations run deep. We're just not understanding how traitorous people can be. And we just really need to open our eyes, pull the head out of the sand. Open your eyes, see it, see the problems that we have, please, before we lose it altogether, because we're on the verge, and that's just sad. There's no reason in the world. We're all competent. I know we can all be educated. We either have the eyes to see or we don't. Period. End of story. We're right back with Larry Bradley talking about a host of issues that regarding you and how do you program yourself? How do you take on negatively affecting cells? What are we doing? What are we doing to our overall well-being? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking it for 5 years, and I have not been sick once. You know, I mean, I tell people all the time, I went to Texas 3 years ago with my wife and my son. We were all in the same hotel room. I was sleeping in the middle of them. They were both so sick, hacking away. My daughter called from Jersey. She was sick. She threw up. I never got sick, so nobody can tell me these things don't work. I mean, I'm thrilled with it. I really am. I just don't get sick. I don't even get colds anymore. It's amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CANYON.
Is there a retirement number we all need to strive for? Find out what that means for you on Your Money and Your Retirement Tuesday afternoons at 5 on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
At America First Credit Union, we don't want you as a customer. Why? Because we don't have customers. We have members. That's why you get personal service, better interest rates, and lower fees. Welcome to America First Credit Union. Equal housing opportunity lender, federally insured by NCUA.
Want to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Saturday mornings at 9.
On St. George News Radio, 1450. Attention homeowners, winter is right around the corner. Now is the perfect time before it gets too cold to get your recommended annual heating tune-up. Call today for Air Care Professionals Heating Tune-Up Special. Or if it's time to replace your unit, Air Care Professionals in Bryant are offering up to $1,500 off a new heating and cooling system and 0% for up to 60 months equipment financing options OAC. Air Care Professionals and Bryant are doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Call Air Care Professionals early before it gets too cold, 628-2423, or online at aircarepros.com.
Shadow Mountain Medical Detox knows how to help you detox properly, avoiding the severe health risks associated with abruptly quitting. Shadow Mountain Medical Detox, where lifelong healing from addiction begins. Visit ShadowMountainRecovery.com today or call 435-228-7747.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy wants to be your partner in wellness.
If you take several prescription supplements or over-the-counter medications every day, it can be a challenge. Minimize that stress by having all those pills pre-packed at Stuckey Family Pharmacy. Pre-packing provides several benefits. First, it's a free service. Having your prescriptions pre-packaged and delivered at no cost saves you time and stress. Plus, you never miss or forget a pill because they'll be pre-packaged not only by day, but by time of day. Pre-packaging is also convenient. You can get a month's worth of medications at one time, delivered right to your door. And because all of this is monitored by your pharmacist, you can rest assured that your medications and their doses are completely accurate and free from pill interactions. Ask about the free pre-packaging next time you stop by Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy, your partner in wellness. Off Telegraph near Kohl's or at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com.
It's time for the Run Run Reindeer Family 5K.
This event is your perfect family Christmas tradition.
Get your Christmas on and bring the whole family to Ivins to run this scenic and fun 5K.
Everyone's welcome to join us this Saturday before Christmas on December 21st.
All participants receive a huge Run Run Reindeer finisher medal and a Christmas-themed t-shirt.
And Christmas treats. Don't forget the Christmas treats.
Go to runrunreindeer.com to register.
Brought to you by Canyon Media and St. George Running Center.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you for the first time in your life the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery, people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
To that song. So true.
Such good music.
It really is. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. If you need to lose a few pounds, get over to Dr. Diet. I talk about them because I lost weight with them, and they are so good at what they do. They can help you with your body type. They remember the health person I had on last week talked about them too. Their abilities to help you identify where your health is going wrong for you, how your body stores fat and why, because everybody's different. You've got to get their help. I'm serious. It'll make all the difference in the world. If you really want to lose that 20, 40, 60 pounds, get their help. Don't just count on you kicking it into gear, because I swear you won't until you finally resolve to do something a little bigger, because the weight battle is always tough. And we always like are yo-yoing, right? Make sure you get to Dr. Diet. They really can help you through the holidays so you don't pack on an extra 20. I did that. That's actually why I went to them a couple of years ago, too. So make sure you're getting Dr. Diet, 628 Diet, 628 Diet, and Dr. Diet Wellness Center online. They have some specials going on right now. You can bring a family member or friend and get a huge discount. They're so good. They're so good. Look them up. Don't waste more time. Just do it. Look them up. Dr. Diet on St. George Boulevard. I have Larry Bradley. What's the name of the book, Larry?
The name of the book is called I Am a Child of God, Healthy Esteem, A Matter of Belief. Okay. And when you get into the book, you're going to go, oh, he is talking about science. So the title's a little confusing, but I just want us to understand. Folks, if you look around, you realize everything has seed within itself to bear after its own kind.
Right.
Right? Here's your lemon seed. Plant it. It's not going to become an oak tree because the DNA code in a lemon seed says you are going to become a lemon tree and bear more fruit and give more seed. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here we are. We're called the human species, right? Because of our DNA code tells us we're what? We're humans. So a head of cabbage, I got some news for you. Go ahead and map the DNA in a head of cabbage, and it's identically at the same as yours, about 50% of it.
We're all head to cabbage.
A head of cabbage is 50% the same as you are. But
I look around, and you know what?
But the rest of it is something completely different.
Okay.
And I think one reason why I'm okay was saying I am a child of God. First of all, let me give you a little background. I asked Kate this question. I go, hey, do you know Deepak Chopra? Mm-hmm. You heard of Bruce Lipton? You've heard of Joe Dispenza? You've heard of these guys, right? Mm-hmm. They're the ones who brought me to the education that I have today. But for me, there was a twist. I do some things very differently than they do, and that's because I understood what the DNA code was. And they don't talk about the DNA code. They never talk about it. The DNA code identifies who you are, and here's my whole point. Because almost every cell contains that DNA, your cells actually know who they are, and therefore they know what they need. And then we have the ability to give our cells whatever information we want to give them through the power of choice, right? So if you choose not to move your body a lot, mm-hmm. guess what? Your cells know that you need to move. So if you're not moving a lot, then your cells are starting to get incorrect information. You always talk about the food supply and how much it's changing.
Right.
How important is a trace element like selenium or zinc?
Really, really important. If you're missing it, it's going to show up.
Oh, my goodness, right? But now look at your food supply. And most people, they tend, and you were talking about Dr. Diet, most people tend to go toward the foods mm-hmm. that begin to program their cells to actually put on weight.
Yeah.
Is that because they're not getting those nutrients. And so this is what I'm saying.
So it's like a desperate attempt to fill the void?
So when I say I am a child of God, here's the reason why. Dr. Francis Collins, who headed up the mapping of the human genome, mm-hmm. he was a straight-on secular atheist researcher. His whole background was cystic fibrosis. The reason why he got it so excited that they offered him the opportunity to oversee this project, which was like about a 15-year project, the reason why he got so excited, because he believed he could find cystic fibrosis in the DNA. He could finally find really where the source of this whole thing was. And he did. It took him 3 years to find it. But when he found it, he went, oh, that's it? This is all it was. The DNA is made of like 3.2 billion nucleic acid sequences. We just call these things letters. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On one single gene, one letter was missing. And everybody who has cystic fibrosis, on that same gene, that letter is missing. That's cystic fibrosis. Kind of crazy, right?
That is.
So, but this is what he realized. When he started really looking at the DNA, he realized something. It was actually a message that had been written by a mind. And he actually said, whoever wrote the DNA code is the greatest mathematician in the universe. He says, there is no human ever that could have ever come up with a language written with 3.2 billion letters. And what that language said was, this is life. Because DNA is the only thing in the universe that actually codes for proteins, and protein is life. And Kate, you and I are made of about 250,000 different types of proteins. Mm-hmm. So when I say I'm a child of God, when I actually use that statement, I feel very comfortable with it because whoever wrote the DNA code must be related to us.
Okay.
And is so far beyond us, I'm okay to say I'm a child of God. I'm okay with that. But the second half or the subtitle, which is healthy esteem, a matter of belief.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because in the last 10 years, we have had some... Okay, we're filled with a room filled with all this electronic equipment. This is what they call technology. Would you agree? Mm-hmm. Would you agree technology has improved pretty much every single industry? Well, it's improved the therapy industry as well, or the counseling industry, mm-hmm. if you understand it. Because with electron microscopes, we could actually go in and start looking at the structures of the cell, especially the DNA, and we began to realize something. That DNA can do a lot of different things based upon the information we're supplying to our cells. And so it can mm-hmm. it can produce proteins that we don't want it to produce, which would lead right. to a host of physical and mental health issues. But it can make proteins, obviously, that have us live life abundantly, right? So the science or the research that has come out in the last 10 years, and by the way, this field is growing incredibly, and it's infiltrating every industry pretty much. And mm-hmm. that field is called, the science or the research is called epigenetics.
Right.
Epi just simply means outside of or above. So now you can almost like hear the name of the science. No, actually, there's more to your genetics mm-hmm. than just inheritance.
Okay.
What is outside of, or what, you know, meaning the whatever we're supplying to our body is the outside of, is influencing the genetics. And so what the epigeneticist said was that if we're experiencing ongoing negative patterns, and those could be emotions, those could be behaviors, right? Maybe we feel like no one likes us, or that we're not deserving of good things. Life is unfair. Anxiety, depression. By the way, bipolar, which is the one of the big mm-hmm. fad things to talk about. The epigeneticist said all of that's being driven by one thing.
What's that?
Our beliefs. And this is where the technology allowed us to understand what the epigeneticists were saying. Folks, belief is not just an idea that floats around in your head. Mm-hmm. Belief is actually something physical that actually gets organized within your cells. And whatever gets organized in your cells, and this is why you were talking about in the break, hey, Larry's mm-hmm. going to come back and talk about cells being able to be programmed.
Okay.
So you can program your cells in a way that will have you then experience all those negative things. And what that thing is that you organized is belief. And it's actually sitting there organized as matter.
So does it manifest itself?
Absolutely. So what is matter? Matter is energy, right? And so if a person's belief is different than what the DNA code says they are, well, they're going to experience a lot of these negative emotions. And this is what the epigeneticists said. They said, hey, you don't like your emotional state,
mm-hmm.
then you need to change your belief, because your belief is what's driving all of that. And that's what it said. And so it said, you know, if you're experiencing all these negative emotions, you get cut off from who you really are.
Right.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Sure. Yeah.
But if you're experiencing, like, I like the music you played in, you know, mm-hmm. the higher love,
mm-hmm.
those are the feelings we're supposed to be feeling.
Right.
Love and peace of mind, happiness, assurance, hope. In spite of the challenges of life, we literally can walk around like that every single day. But you have to program your cells to see yourself accurately so that that can occur.
So people that have, let's say, what we would call a not a very healthy self-esteem, they don't think very highly of themselves, are creating circumstances in which they are having maybe things happen to them all the time. Maybe they're things manifest themselves because they're in a way sort of, I don't know,
they
not
already,
asking for it, but just, you know what I
no,
mean?
No,
putting it out there, right?
No, they already see themselves that way. And so no matter what goes on, they keep putting it through the same template or the same filter because they fail to see who they really are. This whole book is one thing. It took the research and it said, hey, you know, you can go spend thousands of dollars, you know, to a therapist, and mm-hmm. most therapists don't even approach the way I approach therapy.
Right.
I'm basically an educator, and I give them the research, and I said, hey, would you like to reprogram your cells? And everyone goes, oh, man, that makes the most sense in the world. I
right.
said, good, let's get busy. And that's what this book is all about. It teaches somebody how to understand how they're designed, why those beliefs got formed, how they got formed, and most importantly, how to change them.
For everybody, was this core of their childhood? Was this?
Most of it is, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. And so there's this thing that cells do. They learn, and then they store things as memory. That's really important to understand. That's the way we're designed. But if you understand what learning and memory is always associations that we make. And so no matter what what's going on in life, it's not one single thing that has us perceive that. It's the associations that we begin to make. So like you were talking a little bit about you had a sister or something like that, mm-hmm. who had a child and she was struggling with the child,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we ask your sister this question.
Okay.
Okay. You say, hey, so tell me, like, why are you so upset that your child is struggling? If we were to ask your sister question, what would your sister say? Well, he's being picked on and he's being bullied and he's blah, blah, right?
Right, right.
Do you see all the external stuff you're looking at?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the reason why your sister's upset.
Right,
your sister's upset because of the way that she's perceiving it and what she perceives it as, somehow perhaps she's helpless,
mm-hmm.
or that perhaps she failed her son,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of make sense? That's the internal conversation or perception that is constantly going on. But mm-hmm. if you're not aware of it, you can't change it.
Sure, sure.
And so when I looked at all of the stuff, and by the way, everyone, you know, whoever listens to Deepak or these guys, they talk about all these wonderful techniques like meditation and mindfulness and all these other things. Mm-hmm. And I think 2 weeks ago, I talked about negative emotions like being mold underneath the kitchen sink.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Mindfulness techniques, self-affirmations, meditation. Yes, they're all wonderful, but they're not powerful enough to actually change the belief, because you can't change the belief unless you can actually see yourself correctly.
Mm.
That's the whole point.
Right, right.
And what people don't understand, like when I heard the epigeneticists and when they said, hey, you are literally an extension of your environment, and everything in the environment is being absorbed by your cells. And that's just what they do. Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then they said, and then they store it as learning and memory.
Right.
And Kate, I knew what learning was.
Mm-hmm.
Learning is association. You can't learn anything unless you're associating. And this is a funny little definition. And I've done this in workshops, and I always ask, hey, are there any medical doctors here? I always ask that question.
Yeah.
I go, I'm going to give you a definition of learning. I said, and if you agree you're in the medical profession, will you please tell everyone I'm right? And this is what I say. This is your simplest definition of learning. It's when two brain cells connect to each other. And as soon as that occurs, something has been learned. Do you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
It's always association. The associations that we make, like with your sister with her child.
Or it's not really my sister, but a cousin of mine. Yeah.
I'm a failure.
Right.
I'm not, you know.
My sister's listening. She's probably,
I feel sad. I feel upset. My behavior is, I'm
anyway,
mad.
Yeah.
Are you hearing that?
Yeah.
That's all association.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right, no more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
I feel great, the kind of great you feel when you luck into a parking spot right up front. The kind of great when you score one of those jumbo-sized candy bars at Trick or Treat. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and you can feel great too. Here's how. Right now at the Best Mattress Veterans Day sale, save up to $800 on the brands you know and trust. Serta, Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. And 72 months no interest financing. Feeling great already, aren't you? Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee. See store for details.
We're here with Katie from Nielsen RV. Katie, it's time for the holidays.
Chris, you know what that means. You're going to have plenty of visitors around the house. I've got an idea. Get an RV from Nielsen RV so those holiday visitors have a nice, comfy place of their own.
Yeah, with Nielsen RV, you'll get the biggest selection and a great deal. And after the holidays, you and your family can use that new RV to make some awesome memories out camping.
That's Nielsen RV on State Street in Hurricane, off the Bluff Street exit under the giant American flag in St. George, or online at nielsenrv.com.
Imagine talking about baseball or classic rock at the dentist. Imagine a stress-free experience and not worrying about dental insurance billing. The year is winding down, and the average U.S. family loses $2,000 a year in dental benefits. Imagine Family Dentistry would like to remind you to use your dental benefits before the end of the year. Imagine saving money every visit, even if you don't have dental insurance. Dr. Barton at Imagine Family Dentistry is the dentist that can take care of your dental needs with a commitment to your comfort. Dr. Barton loves baseball and knows all the facts and figures, and he'll make sure you know all the facts and figures when it comes to your dental care. He'll tell you what you need, you tell him what you want. He loves classic rock and roll and can name that tune and artist before you do, and he can see the dental treatment you need before it becomes painful or costly. Imagine a dentist's office where there is no pressure. That's what you get with Dr. Barton at Imagine Family Dentistry. To make an appointment, call 435-656-1111. Imagine more at Imagine Family Dentistry.
I'm Larry Gelwick, the getaway guru for Columbus Travel and Delta Vacations. This deal is so good, it just can't wait. Book your qualifying Delta Vacations air and hotel package with Columbus Travel and get your choice of up to $350 off or up to 35,000 Delta SkyMiles. And this is good to all Delta destinations, including Hawaii and Mexico. Call Columbus Travel, 800-373-3328 or online at columbusvacations.com. Thanks, Columbus.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio 1450.
Nothing is more exciting than getting a new hot tub or swim spa. But did you know all the benefits to owning your own hot tub or pool? There's a multitude of reasons and options. Possible weight loss, getting in shape, cardiovascular health, or just improving your overall health. That's why Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool will make it quick, easy, and affordable for you to purchase your own swim spa or hot tub. Learn more today and improve your health at Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, voted number one best of Southern Utah.
My name is Aaron Ward.
I have been sober 28 years, and I work for Lionsgate Recovery. Started partying in high school, you know, a little beer, a little of the other things, and I liked it. I avoided my family as much as possible. I felt a lot of shame. I became homeless. I was spiritually bereft. There was nothing left. I really wanted to be that person who could help another person, and I wanted the credentials to do it. There isn't a week go by that I'm crying in group, and I see hope.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Choice. At the Sesame Hut restaurant in Houston, a Korean immigrant owner trains Hispanic immigrant workers to prepare Chinese-style food for a black clientele.
This is no melting pot. It's a wok that works. It's a world of variety coming together to bring out the best.
Mugu Gai Pan on a tortilla with kimchi and black-eyed peas.
We can come together, live together in a world of great variety.
From the Mennonite churches. For more information, visit thirdway.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And I won't miss the way that you kiss me. We were never carved in stone. If I don't listen to the talk of the town, maybe I can fool myself. I'll get over you. I know I will. I'll pretend my ship's not sinking. And I'll tell myself I'm over you. Cause I'm the king I wish for.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I got Larry Bradley with me. He actually has a show after mine, and every Wednesday, and he does a great job at explaining how to kind of reprogram or
to live happy.
Program ourselves to live happier lives, and really at the core of whatever we're going to talk about today, which we're going to do a deep state dive today for a couple of hours. I'm telling you, we at the end of the day, we still have to know how to do this. And there's a lot of people walking around that are having a tough time with how they feel about themselves, how they feel about the world, how they feel about everything, right?
Very much so.
Oh, before we go there, I want to make sure and mention ABC Auto Body Central. You guys are You guys are amazing. My car looks fantastic. There's a reason. It's because of ABC. Make sure that you're getting to ABC because they are that good. And when you when you're in an accident, you know all of us will be probably in an accident at some point, and hopefully it'll just be minor. Make sure to get it over to Auto Body Central, ABC, over in Washington, so you can understand that they will do the very best job for you, get you back in your car. It will be safe. They work with the insurance companies and have for years. They've got decades of experience. They know what they're doing, and they'll even come to you and assess your car. You don't have to go to them. It's really, they just do an amazing job. Make sure you're calling ABC and get your car over there. What are you waiting for? They did a tremendous amount. They did a lot of work on my car, and let me just tell you, my son crashed our car, and it actually looks beautiful. So I have to give it up. My hat goes off to them. You would never know. You would never know my car was ever in an accident, and they did it quick and for the low cost. So make sure that you're contacting ABC Auto Body Central. Larry Bradley, the book, the name of the book?
I Am a Child of God, Healthy Esteem, A Matter of Belief. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say high esteem. It doesn't say low esteem. Right, it just says healthy esteem, a matter of belief.
Okay.
Our beliefs are going to steer our destiny. Uh-huh. Whatever we believe about ourselves is manifest as energy within ourselves, and we continue to do the same thing. We seem like nothing will ever change.
Right,
we're stuck. There's no chance. And people that are going around like that do not understand that they're the ones who have contributed largely to being stuck because of the information they continually give themselves, usually through a mindset. And that's what my program is finally having us understand. If cells are able to learn and develop memory, the only way humans learn is through association. It's called the law of associative memory. And so your mindset can actually alter on a daily basis your brain with what neurons are connecting and so forth and so on. Your mindset can also turn on or turn off genetic switches.
Right.
Your mindset can actually program your cell to either become a healthier cell or an unhealthier cell.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means is on a single cell, there's no less than like 100,000 receptor sites on a single cell. Sometimes there's millions. But but people don't understand. The receptor sites are highly specialized. And so, and this is a general way to classify them. Some of these are so specialized, they will only receive incorrect information, while other receptor sites are designed to receive correct information. But if you bombard your cells with incorrect information, by the time the new daughter cell is ready to emerge, the DNA says to the new cell, hey, we need to produce and create more negative receptor sites because that's what we're getting bombarded with. And so cells can actually become more and more troubled or unhealthy simply because our mindset's not there.
So give me a practical application. I mean, this all sounds good. How do you incorporate that? How do you actually give the cells new information?
Because I'm coming to you from a very straightforward point, cells are programmable, then they're already programmed by the time you read this book.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yes.
So there's a lot of false information that's sitting in your cells that you can't actually see. And because you have learned it so well, it has become what is become stored in what is called implicit memory. And the implicit memory is that memory that's formed through repetition. So driving is something that, if you remember the first time you ever drove, remember how tense you were? You were so focused.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, do you ever do that anymore?
Yeah. No,
it's like
riding a bike.
Good. Walking is the same thing. But our internal conversation is the same thing. The way we keep perceiving things, it will actually form as false belief within our cells. And so the only way to do it is you have to unprogram the cell.
Right.
Are you saying we have a caller?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, welcome, caller. This is Larry. Ask me a good question.
Larry.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
I'm wondering, can negative receptors be passed down from your parents?
Absolutely.
My mother is very negative, and so
like the DNA.
I was born with this tendency towards negativity. Then, right?
It can all be changed. Every bit of it.
Wow.
Okay. I'll just keep going. Wait. Why am I?
Every bit of it.
That's a great question.
And
I love that.
And by the way,
thank you.
And can I just do a quick little follow-up statement there?
Uh-huh.
My book isn't about nature versus nurture.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding how nature and nurture actually combine in a way that actually has you see yourself. And so it is very possible that a parent's false belief is passed right down to the child, and the child is already operating from that false belief.
But you can change these
Absolutely.
things.
Absolutely. And this is a great, this is the message of epigenetics. It can be changed. And like I said, with all due respect to Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipton and Deepak Chopra, mm-hmm. I love those guys. They gave me the basis. You're not going to change until you can actually see what your mindset is actually doing and the associations that you're making. And so that's what my book does. It goes, hey, go walk through this thing. Just do the little bit of homework assignment. Here, you go. Okay, you got that? Good. Go do the next homework assignment. And pretty soon, you're, as an individual, through the power of your mind, are actually able to observe the false beliefs that are sitting there. And once you see them, guess what humans typically do when they see something that's false?
What?
They let it go.
Yeah.
And it's almost it's almost that instantaneous. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of crazy. But once you see the falsehoods, then you have to learn how to do things correctly, which is the second part of the book, mm-hmm. which is called the install process. And this is all I'm going to say. If you think about computers and you think about software programs, well, I have Microsoft Office 2003 mm-hmm. stored on my computer, and Kate's laughing at me because it's a very old program. It works fine.
Yeah.
But I can put the new program in, right? Mm-hmm. I can put the late, which is 2019. But the way these things work is if I don't first of all uninstall the original program,
right.
I can't fully install the new program because there'll be an interfering information.
Sure.
And that's very much like ourselves. And so, folks, in a very simple way, it's most of us actually have false beliefs actually stored within ourselves. And if you can finally see what's false, as a human being, we have this capacity. It's called intelligence. Intelligence says, I can see things that are true or that are not true. And when you see something that is true, you hang on to it. When you see something that's not true, this is just the way humans are designed. They let it go. They go, that's not even real. And matter of fact, I actually hear that many times from my clients. They go through the program and they go, oh, that's not even real. And then I go, well, what are you going to do with it? I think.
But how do you identify a not real one? I mean, because that's really hard.
Okay, so you and I were talking a little bit earlier. So there are three generalized negative core beliefs that run all negative emotions, and these are them. If you ever tap into a sense that you're helpless, now think about all the minor categories under helplessness, I'm stupid,
mm-hmm.
would lead to an idea of I'm helpless, right?
No one likes me.
No one likes me, right?
Right.
Look, the whole world is against me, right? Whatever those beliefs are all falling under a general category called helplessness. You got that?
Okay.
So here's an example. I tell my clients, I go, hey, I want you to go out and collect some information from some other humans, and here's the question you're to go get answered. How would someone know they are capable? That's the question.
Okay.
They have no idea what I'm doing, but they go and collect the 25 responses, and then they come back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And usually in the 25 responses, there's actually, we end up having like 35 or 40 different evidence that we're actually capable beings. And so we go through it and the client goes, yeah, a person would know they're capable if they're this or they're doing this or whatever. And then I go, okay, let's go back through the list. And we go back through the list and I go, all those items we identified that would allow us to realize we're actually capable. If you've experienced any of those, put a little check mark to all those things.
Yeah.
Guess how many they check? Pretty much every single one.
And then you go, you are capable.
No, I ask them.
Oh,
that's the question I ask. I go, we're kind of up against it right now. I said, because in your previous homework, as you were filling out your information, what I do is I have them fill out all the associations they're making. I said, you kept telling me on your homework that you were helpless. And they go back and they go, oh my gosh, I was helpless. I was helpless here. And then I go, we're up against it because I don't know what to do at this point. Because are you helpless or are you capable? And that becomes the moment because they go, I am capable.
Uh-huh.
I go, therefore, the only reason that you even believe you're helpless isn't because you're helpless. It's because your mindset was telling you were.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we have to start paying attention, because implicit memory is so powerful. Everyone, just want to ask you a question. When you got to the edge of your bed this morning, did you ask yourself this following question? Now, how do I walk again?
Right.
Of course not. Yeah. That walking is what is stored in what is called implicit memory. And implicit memory is about 90% running everything that we do. And part of that implicit memory is the perceptions that we continue to turn to with those negative associations. Guess what? it becomes implicit. And it's below the threshold of awareness. You're not paying attention to it. And that implicit memory, I call it the memorized self or the procedural self. And that's the reason why you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, even though you know it doesn't work. And you're sitting there, this will never change. And the whole reason why it's not changing is one reason. You formed incorrect belief in yourselves, but your mind is the very power that can actually rearrange matter within your body. And that's what we get to. And through your own observation, you find the false beliefs and you go, that's not real. You get rid of it. And then I teach you how to use your mind correctly so that you always stay in tune with who you are. This is not self-affirmations. This is not meditation. This is nothing. It's simply I'm training your mind to observe so well that you finally can see what's false and then also learn how to do things correctly. And once you do things correctly long enough, guess what? Well, you now have a whole new implicit memory, but this time it's stored with correct information. Now think about how well your life is going to go. So this is what I'm going to say. It doesn't matter what is or is not happening in your life. Mm-hmm. If your belief is correct about who you are because of your DNA code, guess what? It buffers everything.
Right.
Life can be really, really wonderful.
Yeah. It reminds me of a body language expert, and her son was having problems at school and couldn't make friends. And she started having him stand different, right? And she started having him walk differently. Yep. And all of a sudden, he started attracting friends. Yep. And then his whole belief in himself changed because he started attracting all these new friends and for better reasons and everything else. Anyway, it translated into this kind of thing where physically manifesting it out and doing something totally different actually started changing his belief about himself. It was really a cool thing.
And so now,
great.
And now you're speaking to something that I emphasize in this book, and, and this is what I'm emphasizing. As a human being, we can know things.
Yeah.
And by the way, of all the species on this planet, knowledge is the most important to humans. It really is, because that allows us to go live life in a good way. But here's the second part of it. If we do not begin to act in the things that we actually know, we will never develop that confidence and that healthy esteem. As humans, it's more than just knowing, it's also doing. So my program in this book outlines the doing as well.
Gotcha.
It's not just the knowing, it's the doing. And by the way, the homework you're doing from doing the homework is going to help you change all of it.
Isn't that kind of cool? I love that. What's the name of the book?
I Am a Child of God, Healthy Esteem, A Matter of Belief.
Larry Bradley.
Yep. I think on it says Lawrence Bradley. But if you go to Amazon and you type in I'm a Child of God plus Lawrence Bradley, you'll go right to it. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to my website, DixieFamilySkillsCenter.com. DixieFamilySkillsCenter.com.
Get some information.
There's a little tab there that says buy a book and go in there and just click on the I'm a Child link. It'll take you right to Amazon.
So there's some great understanding and then applicable, real life applicable ways to make solid changes and not just talking about it, but just actual changes.
Oh, it's an educational program.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, all my clients, they come back to me and they just go, yeah, I've been in therapy before. This is not therapy. They go, this is empowering because you're teaching us about how our bodies work. And then you're giving us a step-by-step process to change it all out.
Right.
And that's where we're at. And by the way, we're there for one reason, technology.
Yeah.
Technology has allowed us to finally see.
It has its good points and its bad points.
How our things work.
It really does. I mean, it has its
good
things.
Who knew that cells were programmable, right?
Well, I don't think we realize. And
they
I don't
are.
Think we realize, like the caller said, how much is stored in our DNA from relatives.
Yep.
And those studies have come out, you know, and reaffirm that. And
can all be changed.
And how much, what we could do differently. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome. Are we
appreciate
done?
Appreciate you. Yep.
Hey,
thank
folks,
you so much.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll be right back. Deep dive. Deep state. You're not going to want to miss this because I'm going to bring up a lot of stuff and it's really going to challenge a lot of people in the way they think. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheep herder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.